USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are dozens of deaths being blamed on the waves of winter weather gripping much of the nation. At least 55 people have reportedly died due to weather across 10 states. In Tennessee, officials say at least 14 people died of weather-related issues during the latest round of winter storms. 10 more died in Oregon after ice storms hit the Pacific Northwest. Police in Pennsylvania say 5 people died this week due to icy slick roads. The central U.S. is getting hit with more Arctic cold today, more snow in the mid-Atlantic region, and forecasters again warning of dangerous wind chills. In D.C., during an immigration impeachment hearing in the U.S. House,
the illegal MS-13 known gang member brutally raped and murdered my daughter.
Lawmakers heard from Tammy Nobles, the mother of a woman who was killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant.
Kayla fought for her life that day, and in the end, she lost to an individual that wasn't even supposed to be allowed in the country.
Republicans in Washington are advancing impeachment hearings against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. U.S. lawmakers are approving another stopgap spending package that officially keeps federal agencies funded through early March, sending the measure to the White House for President Biden's signature. The House approved the shutdown averting legislation just hours after the Senate's relatively speedy passage. During a visit to North Carolina Thursday, President Joe Biden took time to tout his administration's achievements towards stabilizing the post-pandemic economy.
Nearly 800,000 manufacturing jobs nationwide. Unemployment has been below 4% for the longest stretch in American history in the last 50 years.
During a speech in Raleigh Thursday, Biden's critics slammed the president for government spending that's blamed for making the inflation issue worse than it otherwise might have been. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Concerns about a wider conflict are growing as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. Pakistan's carried out strikes in Iran as retaliation for strikes they made earlier this week. This comes as the U.S. hit over a dozen Houthi rebel missile sites in Yemen earlier in the week in what it said were preemptive strikes targeting threats to ships in the Red Sea. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says her state must increase taxpayer spending on solutions for New York's new immigrant influx.
And because these extraordinary circumstances, which show no sign of abating right now, we have no choice but to plan for those costs again in this year's budget.
In a budget speech this week, Hochul called for the White House and Congress to get the border in order and provide states sheltering immigrants some relief. A spinach recall is affecting folks across 7 U.S. states. USA's Tim.
Several spinach and salad kits have been recalled due to potential listeria contamination. The recall is for Bright Farm salad kits. The products were distributed to retailers across 7 states, including Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia.
Want to get noticed? There's a new nationwide search on for Oscar Mayer's next Wienermobile driver. It comes with an annual salary of $35,000, along with a $150 per week per diem. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.